Dion once had another idea entirely about how she would celebrate her 16th birthday. She and her best friend in Brooklyn, Tanisha, had their hearts set on a party hall on Church Avenue. Everybody was going to be there. Tanisha's Trini cousins and uncles and sisters, their friends from school, mostly Tanisha's, and Darren, the boy who Dion had been going with since he moved up from Jamaica 3 years before. Dion was drawn into the schoolyard romance with Darren by girls who said, "It would be cute if y'all went together." Because of the way that Dion's chestnut skin played off Darren's hazelnut eyes, the same eyes that had every girl from Vandeveer to Erasmus fantasizing about Darren looking at them. As Dion got to know Darren on their bus rides home together, her affection for him had deepened, fulfilling the vain promise that brought them together. Since she'd arrived in Barbados, Dion thought of Darren often in spite of herself, though she knew that attachment was the first step on the road to disappointment. After her father left, Dion witnessed a parade of men her mother entertained for as long as they would stick around. But while she could attract men, draw them into her web, Avril had trouble keeping them. In the last relationship, the one that ended the year before Dion started high school, Dion wanted to believe her mother's conviction that her boyfriend, Musa, would marry her. But something happened once her mother made her intentions for Musa clear, and every time he came over after that, he was always just about to leave, as if her mother's desire for him had propelled him in the opposite direction of her. By his last visit, Musa wouldn't even take his coat off. He just brought the books he promised for Phaedra, and the Vogue fall fashion issue he promised to Dion, kissed their mother, and left. Dion had learned from her mother that if you wanted to keep a man, he should love you at least a little bit more than you loved him. Avril's plan to send the girls back home for the summer, announced just 1 week before they left, had messed up everything. The party. Working at VIM to save up money for school clothes, Dion's hopes of going into the city on Saturday night with Darren and Tanisha and her girls. So here she was in Bird Hill on a Saturday, her birthday, July 16th. And as her grandmother Hyacinth would say, nothing at all goes so. There would be no DJ making special shout outs to the birthday girl, no adults hovering in the back alley smoking joints, drinking beer, squeezing past each other to heap their plates high with curry chicken and roti skins, no girls dancing front to front on boys winding their waists as if their whole lives had made them move this way. Back in Brooklyn, the outfit that Dion put on layaway, white jeans with a question mark and gold thread on the back pockets, a matching white top and jacket, still had $20 to go before it was paid off. Instead of wearing it, Dion was sporting the new dress her grandmother made for her with room to grow, a maritime number with a boat collar, white trim, heavy navy fabric. Dion thought the dress was more fit for a box of powdered milk than for a girl like her, with legs that started just below her neck, arms made for hanging on to boys rather than pounding nutmeg, hands more fit for finger snapping than housework of any kind. Brillerman Jean was the one to whom most of the Hill women turned to get their clothes sewn and, in a pinch, their hair done. He owed Dion's grandmother a favor, and so he gave Dion a relaxer before the party that left her hair not quite straight. A night of sleeping in hard plastic rollers had given Dion a neck ache, tight curls that didn't brush her shoulders the way she liked, but it would have to do. A lifetime of watching her mother closely had been nothing if not a tutorial in resignation and making do. Now, Dion looked around for Jean. She searched first for the elastic hairbands he wore like bracelets around his wrist, and then for his skin that was the color of a ripe plum. She wanted to catch Jean's eyes so that she could register her disdain about her hair with him, but she couldn't find him in the crowd. She took note of the fact that she had never seen Jean at church or at a church function, which in Bird Hill was a way of saying she had never seen him out. The church, more than being just a place to worship the Lord, was the place where the fabric of the community was woven, public dramas played out and put to rest, subtle lines of hierarchy drawn and redrawn again. If the Hill were a quilt made up of its families, Jean and his mother's Trixie's patch was the one the quilter forgot beneath her bed.